football in the rain. One shoots at a goal painted on a brick wall. He scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four now in their 30s, Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. As they go into a pub, the Admiral Nelson, the landlord, Warren, cuffs Hodge round the back of the head. Warren's a fat, bearded bloke with glasses. He sticks a sign on the window. Great night out. After a match with Barnet FC, Stockport County fans look despondent. A teddy mascot throws down his programme. Glynn, Daz, Begsy and Hodge walk up.
Five now! Five now! We were lucky to get an out!
Now win the bees! Go marching in!
Now
win the bees! Go marching in!
Why would bees go marching in? They'd fly, dickhead!
Ah, look, you're upset because you lost, didn't you? And you got to live up north! Oh, can I have some mushy peas, please? That's if you can afford any, mate. You got any job left up here?
Yeah, we all work at a lemonade factory so we can keep watering down your shandy.
One of the guys lunges.
Won't forget your face, mate.
Ah, of course you won't, because your shandy's too weak and you can't get bladdered. Go and suck on the nails, Shandy Andy!
Go when the bees!
Go marching in!
Go when the bees go marching in!
That's all done, didn't it?
They walk away past the two coppers that put the Barnet fans off. Begsy talks into his phone.
Phone, can you tell me what is the next home game for Stockport?
Is there any chance you could show for that thing a bit more?
Would you like me to search for Stock Cubes?
Stock Cubes?
Don't you start. Your phone can't even ring Julie Liverman's number.
I'm just waiting for the right moment.
You've been waiting for the right moment since we left school. Just get a rung.
I will.
Go on, then.
Who are you, my mother?
We say you're going to do it. Do it now.
He gets his phone out.
All right. Well. It's ringing. It's the answer phone.
All right, just stay calm. Be yourself. Keep it brief.
Hi, Julie. It's Glynn.
He winces and frowns.
Bye.
Well, it was brief.
All it lacked was some heavy breathing.
Do you know where she lives? Why don't you go round and ask her out?
Oh, I can't do that.
I'll tell you what, why don't you invite her to Hodge's anniversary do tonight?
Defo, more the merrier.
He needs to have a good one after last year.
What happened last year?
Oh, he threw Kath down the stairs.
I did not throw her. We had a few drinks, I was carrying up the stairs, she was wearing a silk kimono, lost me footing and she slips out my hands like a wet mackerel.
Here they are. Didn't your team know it was a lunchtime kickoff? But I tell you what, I've got to admire you lads there for sticking with that shower of shite. But if you want to see some real football, the United game's just started.
Warren, that's piracy. Streaming those games in from Scandinavia.
It's for educational purposes, son. I'm learning to say the referee's a wanker in Swedish.
Well, will you please turn this off? Because it reminds me of Colleen. Yeah, we've been rowing again.
Oh. Well, hang on, hang on. You'll understand when I tell you why. She wants me to go to Old Trafford.
A dart misses the dartboard, and two blokes stare at Daz stony-faced.
Why? Why would she... Why?
Oh, her company's got a box there. Free buffet and bar. Colleen's been invited, and she wants me to go with her.
Old Trafford. You did say no, didn't you?
Oh, God, that's why we're rowing. Get yourself a girlfriend, will you, Bex? Find out how it works. Man up, Daz. I want you and Colleen there tonight. I want everyone there.
Or at least 10 of yous.
Ty Arse has got discount vouchers only valid for 10 or more. Whoa! United nearly scored then. See? This is how it starts.
Begsy slapped Daz for taking interest in the United game on the telly. Hodge, Begsy and Glynn turn and face the bar. Rows of terraced houses. A bloke sits in front of a row of fridges in front of a shop with the shutter down. A sign says, sell fridges. Two dolled-up girls walk down the street in high heels. A woman sits by a homemade sign which says, real homemade chips. Daz walks along an alley and knocks on a front door. Pretty dark-haired Colleen opens up.
Did you win?
No. 5-0.
Her face falls and she shuts the door.
Colleen! I'm all right about it. I am!
You see, this is what I'm talking about. You could turn that frown upside down at United. Just Googled their buffet menu. They do samosas.
Oh, and who would have thought they built paradise at Old Trafford? So, are you on for tonight? Hodge needs at least 10 people.
Oh, Daz, well, when you put it like that, how can I say no? Truth is, Bev's had some bad news.
Hey?
Ian was murdered this morning.
Who's Ian?
Bev's cat.
Oh, Ian.
He'll be in heaven now, won't he, Cole? Where no more Renault spasses can run him over.
Yeah. You know, if you need to grieve alone and you want your own space, I can always take Colin out tonight, you know.
Daz, you're so sweet. But Cole's going to help me with my poem.
Poem?
For Ian's Book of Condolences webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they did with Lady Di, only online. It begins, "Dearest Ian, up in heaven." That's as far as I got.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about this? "Dearest Ian, up in heaven."
Daz looks up and has a think.
"I always wondered, is it a bit like Devon?"
"No, he never went to Devon."
Bev gormlessly shakes her head. Glyn's in his car.
"Hi, Julie. All right? Yeah, I was just passing because I was on my way to the shops, you know. I come this way because, one, it's quicker, and two, I miss out all the lights on the main road. Look, it doesn't matter why I was passing, does it? It's very normal to pass. People pass all the time. Just give me a break, will you? This is odd."
He's talking to thin air.
"This is ridiculous. This might not even be it."
He dials his phone. At his mum's house, Begsy chats to his teenage daughter using a webcam.
"Ha ha! There she is! My pride and joy. Hey, guess where I am? Grandma's."
"Oh, hi, Grandma."
"Hello, Kelly, love."
"Mum, it's got a microphone. You don't have to shout all the way to Australia."
"You all right, love?"
"Yeah, tired. It's already midnight here."
"Is it really? Isn't that clever? I've just been to Morrison's. Hey, and you'll never guess what, they've moved the Goojons."
"All right, Mum, she's not going to want to know about that, is she?"
"Well, she used to love Goojons."
"You are Speaver.
Oh, wait, Begsy." "All right,
Mandy." "Hang on a minute, I just want to show you something."
Begsy's ex, Mandy, is on screen. Her new bloke appears.
"Hey, she's going up, isn't she?"
The new bloke's all over Mandy.
"Oh, God, you smell great."
Wait.
"Hi, Begsy."
Begsy looks miffed.
"How's the weather there, Wayne?"
"Oh, the usual. Hot and sunny. There?"
"Shit awful."
"Look, I got this at the surf club."
"Oh, wow."
"Yeah, she's coming along great, eh? If you don't mind, I think I'd better get a certain young lady to bed. It's way past her bedtime."
"Okay. Night, Dad."
"Night, love."
"Night, love."
Kelly had a rosette.
"We'll see you then."
"Yeah."
Begsy closes the laptop.
"Look, she's only got the one, Dad."
"It's okay. I'm fine. I am."
She touches his hand.
"So come on, tell me about these bloody Goujons."
"Oh, it were anarchy. It were like the riots all over again."
Pretty blonde-haired Julie.
"Hiya. I got your text. Just passing, Glyn. Nearly as short as your answer phone message."
Standing on the street, Glyn shifts awkwardly.
"Right, OK then, I'll see you."
She goes to the door.
"Paddy Hodgkinson! Do you remember him? Once he forgot to do his flies up after PE."
"Oh, yeah, Hodge the Torch."
"Yeah, it was his anniversary dinner tonight and he's having his posh do in Manchester. And he's paying. Huh? So I was wondering if..."
"Tonight, I can't tonight. Sorry, I've got my salsa class down the Legion, you know. I never miss it, so..."
Glyn looks disappointed.
"Well, you know, but maybe we could go out some other time."
"Yeah, OK, great. Well, call me. I'll call you. I'll text you. Yeah. Nice to meet you." See ya. Nice to see you."
"OK, then."
Glyn formally shook Julie's hand. She goes inside. With a heavily wrinkled brow, Glyn gets in his car.
"You're bloody useless."
Hodge the Todge is trimming his goatee beard in his bathroom. His wife, Kath, walks up.
"Wow."
She's wearing a tight cream dress.
"You should see what's underneath."
He grabs the hem.
"Hey, fun first, filled later." "Aw, such a nice idea, inviting your best man, my bridesmaids. Just brings the whole day back to me."
"You walking down that aisle."
"You shaking like a shitting dog."
"Hiya, Jan, it's me."
"Just calling to say we're all meeting in the bar at 6 tonight, not 7, so. My anniversary, do." "Well, you should all know about it. Didn't you get Hodge's email? Well, where are you?"
The Isle of Bloody Skye, what are you doing there? Weekend break, right. Stormy there, is it? Yeah, I think it's going to get stormy here in a minute as well.
She shoots Hodge a look.
Salsa classes and you've just accepted that? Then you let her go off on her merry way?
Yeah, well, I'll be seeing her again.
Did your mother drop you on the head when you were a baby? People don't go to salsa classes to dance, you dippy sod. They go there to meet people. She's on the pull, this Julie Gale.
No.
It's a knocking shop. They're there to try and get the leg over. Where are these classes taking place?
The Legion, you know, down Desford Road.
Oh, the Legion, them bloody sleazebags. I'd get down there pretty sharp if I was you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Glyn downs his pint.
Oh, wait there, have another drink, lad. Don't appear too desperate. Bit of touch courage, eh?
Oh, cheers, Warren.
That'll be 280, please, son.
Glyn's face falls at Hodge's place.
No, Mira, it's fine. If you can't get a babysitter, you can't get one. It's our fault. Well, it's Hodge's fault. See ya. Brilliant. You told all my friends the wrong date.
It was a typo on the email. It's a mistake anybody could make.
But which you specialise in. No Donna, no Mina, Jan's away. Did you contact Summer?
Summer? No.
Brilliant. I'll have no bridesmaids there. So, basically, it's a lads' night out plus me.
No. Colleen's coming. She is a girl.
Sweetheart. You do not want to know what will happen if something else goes wrong tonight, but it will involve your testicles and my curling tongs.
At the Legion, Glyn's at the door watching the salsa class. Julie is shown a few moves by the teacher, a tubby bloke in black shirt and trousers and a white belt. He swivels his hips and puts his hands on Julie's. Warren walks up by Glyn. He's wearing a shiny gold shirt with a frill up the front.
What the bloody hell are you doing here?
Come to give you moral support and let her see you've got mates.
What mates with bad dress sense? Christ.
Genuine suit, this lad. All the way from bloody Italy.
Yeah? You can glide it back there, the wingspan of that collar.
Well, come on, which one is she, the lovely Julie?
Glyn points at pretty, slender Julie.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Absolutely. Every bloke can either be drawn to her like sharks to a bloody candle.
Julie turns and sees them.
She said us. Hi, please.
They sit and Glyn reads a beer mat. Frowning, Julie walks over.
Glyn.
He smiles incredulously.
Julie? Is Julie? What's Julie fantasying you in?
But I told you I was coming here. What are you doing here with...
I'm Warren. I'm a mate of Glyn's.
Not really.
He's been drinking in my pub since he was that I love. Nice lad, bit soft in the head, but he means well. Oh, and he's single, you know. Oh, he's been single for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, Warren, do you think you should be going?
No, but what about that other girl you went with a few years ago? What was her name? The big heavy girl. Worked in Greg's. Always smelt of pasties.
Sharon.
But even Sharon dumped him, and then he was devastated because she used to slip him the old free sausage rolls, you see.
The teacher beckons her over.
Oh, right, yeah, the class is starting now. Have you come to join us?
Yeah.
Glyn smiles mockingly, and Julie frowns.
Yeah. Because you were saying you were coming here, and I thought, Glyn, why don't you do that? Give it a whirl.
I thought you were going for a meal with Hodge the Todd.
It's cancelled that last minute.
Oh, right, great. Well, come on. Are you joining us too?
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes. I'll teach you young'uns a thing or two.
Warren clicks his fingers and spins. He cricks his back.
Oh. Always remember, warm up first. That's the first rule.
He stretches and sticks out his fat belly.
It's changed.
Glyn forlornly follows them in. Hodge and Kath drive up outside Colleen's with Begsy in the back. Daz, Colleen and Bev come out of the house.
You sure you're going to be okay, Bev?
I'm fine. You go and have a good time. I never realised you had a sensitive side, Daz.
Daz smiles cockily.
I always thought you were a selfish twat.
His smile drops.
Thanks so much for the poem. Owner, do not grieve for me. It's great up here with no doggies. Now stop crying, get on with your life, and buy another moggy. Perfect.
I think so.
Come on, Wordsworth.
Colleen smacks his bum.
See you later, Ben.
Colleen and Daz run to Hodge's pickup truck.
Hiya! Happy anniversary!
Right then, let's get this stuff ordered.
We've had some cancellations.
They're not cancellations if they weren't invited in the first place.
Anniversary? Celebration? Can we please start having a good time?
You sound like the child catcher when you raise your voice.
In the back, Daz shares a look with Begsy. The teacher in black addresses the salsa class.
Holla, everybody.
Salsa is like a life. The more you put into it, the more you get out. Now, salsa has been a part of my people's culture for generations.
He sounds as though he's from Burnley.
And now I share my culture with you. This is an intermediate class, so if there's anyone who hasn't danced salsa before, now's the time to raise your hands so that I can be the partner through the basics.
Piece of business.
Excellent. Lola and Jonathan, my star pupils, will show you today's new routine. It's a basic hammerlock combination.
Laura and Jonathan adopt a partner dance pose.
5, 6, 7, and 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Turn 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Hips 2, 3, 5, 6.
Jonathan leads and Laura does some rapid spins under his arm. They both turn back to back, then he moves her through another sensuous turn. Glyn and Warren share a worried look. Hodge drives into the city of Manchester.
Oh, this looks nice.
Can you drop us off here? We can't walk anywhere in these heels.
Yep. Right, I shall see you in a minute.
Colleen and Kath get out of the pickup.
Come on, let's find somewhere to park.
The dolled-up girls walk into the foyer of a fancy hotel with high ceilings and marble columns.
Hey, look at this! Classy or what?
Where's the bar?
Dunno. When we find it, we're ordering something expensive and unpronounceable. Hodge's paying for tonight.
It's over here.
The salsa class.
Right, now it's your turn. Partners, por favor!
Glyn watches Julie partner up with Jonathan from the demonstration.
Sorry, Julie. Thought we could dance.
Oh, yeah, we will, but Jonathan's promised to help me out with this move. It's tricky, so...
OK, good, good, good luck.
Glyn returns to Warren, who nods towards one of the women.
Hey, that cheeky cow said she didn't like me shirt.
Glyn puts his hand up.
Excuse me, Gerardo. So, we haven't got any women.
It don't matter who your partner is, as long as you feel the music.
Gerardo holds his hands up and moves them towards each other as if to say, you two dance together. Warren turns to Glyn.
Come on, Sonny, then safe hands.
1, 2, 3, down on one knee, not quite as strong. Watch your knees get done.
I've got a turn there.
Don't follow them. Follow me.
Glyn spins awkwardly under Warren's arm.
Lend yourself, give yourself to me.
I don't want to give myself to you.
So let me get this straight. You told your 6-year-old nephew that Fireman Sam was gay.
I just said he had my suspicions.
Why? Well, most firemen are beating women off with a shitty stick, aren't they? I've never seen Sam so much as look at a woman.
You ever thought of being a child psychologist?
Hodge reverses. Into something. They clamber out and find a bloke in a smart suit sprawled against the curb.
You killed him. Oh, my God, you killed him!
It wasn't my fault!
No, he's not dead. He's moving.
It was your fault banging about Fireman friggin' Sam.
Will you shut up about Fireman Sam? Let's just get him up. Come on, lad. Come on, lad. Let's get him on the pavement. Come on. Watch your legs. There we are. Over here. You all right, pal?
Oh, you can't talk. He says his head is brain damaged.
No. He's drunk. Are you okay, pal?
Get back.
What did he say?
Get back.
Why is he saying get back? Maybe he's a Beatles fan.
He wants to get back somewhere.
Do you know, it's like having Hercule Poirot as a mate.
I've got to get back.
Well, where are you from, pal?
London.
There we go. He needs to get back to London.
Yeah, you're on fire tonight, aren't you, Bex? It's okay. Crisis over. Let's go. It's not our problem.
What? Hang on. The train station's just there. Come on, it'll take us 5 minutes.
Please, I'll get back.
The drunk guy flops from side to side. Hodge looks round, frowning.
All right, come on.
Daz and Begsy walk him along with his arms draped over their shoulders. Begsy talks into his phone.
Phone! When is the next train from Manchester to London?
Checking trains from Manchester, New England.
No, Manchester, UK, you twat.
Twat, Orkney, or twat, Shetland.
At the station, they lie him on a bench.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Checking if he's got tickets.
Well, check his trouser pockets.
You check his trouser pocket.
Well, hang on, you're the one who likes to play the Good Samaritan.
Hodge nods Begsy on, and he has a root around in the guy's trouser pocket.
Oh, hey. Ooh! Any excuse, eh?
Something moved.
What?
What do you
get
think?
Get off!
Right, come on, let's get him on the train.
No, let's not. If I don't get back to Kath soon, that thing that you just touched on him will be cut off me.
How many times have we been him? How would you have felt if we'd not fished you out of Cardiff Bay that time?
Hodge sneers.
Or left to it at Tranny in Leeds.
Hodge points.
What happens in Leeds stays in Leeds.
They look at the drunk guy.
All right.
Megsy and Daz lift the guy up and walk him along.
Sonny, mate. Oh, watch this. Sonny, right. Come on, pal.
Whoa, whoa. Here we are. Nice one.
They get him onto a train.
Just take your time. It doesn't go out for ages.
Yeah, this one here. Thank you, mate. Here we go.
He's in a seat.
All right, mate. You hear me? I've written my name on the back of the receipt, yeah? You just send me a cheque for the ticket. Come on. Look after him, won't you?
Come on.
A woman frowns.
Job's a good one.
At the salsa class, Glyn and Warren shimmy back and forth on the dance floor. As Warren tries to lead, Glyn keeps looking over at Julie dancing with Jonathan. She beams excitedly.
No, you divvy your tailbones in and turn, eh?
Gracias. OK, everyone change.
Glyn scoots over to Julie. Julie smiles at him. Warren looks at an older lady and sneers. Misses his chance with a younger lady and wanders around looking lost. Young Jonathan walks over and holds out his hands to Warren.
Oh, bloody hell, son. Hang on a minute, would you? I hope you've warmed your hands up. OK.
Bear with me, won't you, because I'm still learning.
Yeah, that's fine, OK? That's it. And one, two, three.
He steps on her foot.
Oh! Sorry, you all right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Sorry.
Julie puts on a brave face.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two,
three. They get into the swing, Jonathan and Warren.
All right, you just follow me and try and keep up, OK?
Warren spins and falls into Jonathan's arms.
Ooh. I must say, Jonathan, you're very masterful.
They dance on. Hodge, Daz and Begsy walk into the posh hotel.
Feels good, doesn't it?
What does?
A little act of human kindness.
There we are. Let's get the drinks in. Two more of these, and three pints of bitter, please.
Hodge walks up to reception.
Hello, I've got a table booked for tonight. Name of Hodgkinson.
Ah, yes, sir.
And with the promotional voucher.
The receptionist gives him a look of disdain and dismissively gestures to his right. Hodge hands over the voucher and returns to the others.
Sorted?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Look.
A board advertising a wedding reception in the hotel has a photo of a young couple on it.
Didn't we just put that fella on a train?
The husband-to-be is indeed the drunk man.
Oh, my God. Right. I reckon we've got about 10 minutes.
Hang on. I'm not going back for him.
He's the groom. Wait, it's his wedding day. You go over there, tell her what we've done.
The young bride sits on steps in her wedding dress, weeping. Hodge agonises, then sighs. The three of them sprint to the railway station. They run like madmen across the busy concourse. Begsy, Daz and Hodge find the drunk man asleep on the train.
Quick, there he is! All right, mate!
Quick!
Time to go! Wake up!
Pick him up!
This way! It's all right, love. We've just got to get him back to his wedding. Thanks for looking after him, though.
This way!
That way!
No! Come on!
The doors are
closing! Come on! The train's going!
It's
going! Come on! Out of way last night, of crumbs!
Blocked in by passengers with big bags, the doors close and the train leaves Manchester Piccadilly. Daz catches Hodge's desperate expression.
At least it's an anniversary, you'll remember me.
On the train, Hodge dumps the drunk groom back in a seat. The conductor approaches.
Where's it going? Where's this train going?
London? A wild guess?
Yes, but where's it stopping? Mate, where's this train stop first?
Stockport.
Oh, yes. Right, we get off, we get into a cab, we can be back at the hotel within half an hour.
So, tickets?
No. No, this is an accident. We're not supposed to be on this train.
Oh, I know. Neither am I. I'm supposed to be on the West End stage, but here we are. So, three tickets to Stockport. That'll be £9, please.
Julie and Glyn dance on, smiling. Warren doesn't.
I've been watching you. You're not intermediate. You're all over the place. You nearly crippled Mrs. Barker. It was her fault. She was hoop-turning when she should have been hammer-locking. You're a menace, you.
Mrs. Barker's got a nosebleed.
Get out, you're banned. Well, what a bloody shame, because we only came here for the women anyway, didn't we, Glyn?
You're banned as well.
Hey, that's not fair, because Glyn hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, come on, I'm doing well here.
Dancing, not just dancing.
All right, Strictly Ballbag. I'm going, aren't I? Come on, Glenn.
Glenn looks torn, but follows Warren anyway. At the hotel, Kath and Colleen see the distraught bride.
That bride don't look too happy, does she?
Weddings. They're a killer on the nerves. Hodge was like a quivering jelly at ours, and everyone thought he'd pissed himself.
You're joking.
Well, he hadn't really. Gone and splashed some water on his face, but you know them powerful taps? Whoosh. All over his groin. And no sod believed him. That's why in all our wedding photos he's holding my bouquet over his trousers.
What about Dad?
He once got drunk and pissed in my fridge.
Oh. No, I meant marriage.
Marriage, maybe, but only when I post-trained him.
Good girl. And if you ever do get spliced, I want to be bridesmaid.
Hold on, did someone say bridesmaid? Summer is here! Hello, you.
Oh! Hiya, Summer.
Oh, you do remember me then. Hello, my name's Kath, and I hardly call my friends now I'm married. You heard her say that, didn't you?
This is Colleen, Daz's girlfriend.
You go out with Daz Taylor? Christ, what sort of sin did you commit in a former life?
She's joking. Summer's one of my oldest friends.
Well, oldest and more, thank you very much. There are things about this woman that only me and a shared bottle of Southern Comfort will ever know. Oh, it's all right. Turned out to be negative in the end, didn't it? Right, drinks. Come on, I want to get us pissed, celebrate this bloody anniversary and have a right good lager palaver. Waiter, we're waiting.
On the train, Hodge slaps the drunk groom's face, trying to revive him.
Foot for better. Ow, for worse.
If you're leaving us here, please remember to take all your personal belongings with you. The next station stop is Stockport.
All our belongings, yeah. Very funny. Come on, let's go.
My regards to sunny Stockport.
Come on.
Just a step there. The flowers were lovely, aren't they, Carol?
Right, there's a train back to Manchester Inn. Oh, now.
Platform one, over there. Move it like that, sister.
They try to run over a covered bridge with the drunk groom slung between Daz and Begsy.
Come on!
Shit!
Missed it!
Alteration, the Manchester train will now leave from platform 3A.
Bloody hell! Come on!
No!
They go upstairs and across again.
Yeah, this is it!
No, it's not! It's one more alive!
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure! Come on!
It's so loud!
They get on a train and sit down. The train leaves. They all look relieved. Then Daz sees the same woman who was on the London train and frowns. Sitting across the aisle, she frowns back at them. The conductor comes up.
Oh, did we not fancy Stockport in the end? Well, it's hardly Saint-Tropez, is it?
Oh, you are joking me.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Where does this train stop next?
Stoke.
Oh, Stoke's all right.
Ordinarily. Unfortunately, this weekend, due to planned engineering works, we'll be shooting straight on through to London. So, tickets.
The drunk groom floppily thrust his ticket forward. At the salsa class, Julie marches towards Glynn.
Now, Julie, can I just say...
I bloody love coming here.
I'm going to let you speak first.
Gerardo thinks I invited you and he's threatening to ban me and all.
Well, that's not on.
No, Glynn, what is not on? It's you stalking me here.
Now, I wasn't stalking you. I was just following you without you knowing.
He glances to one side.
But she's stalking, isn't her? Will you give me 1 minute? 1 minute.
Glynn goes over to Gerardo.
Gerardo, sorry, could I have a word, please?
See.
See what?
No, I meant see. It's Spanish for yes.
Right, look, please don't ban Julie. It was all my fault. You see, I've liked her ever since school, and when I found out she was coming here tonight, I just got a bit jealous, acted daft. But everybody does daft things, don't they, when they're mad on someone?
Gerardo looks touched.
Where are you from, you?
It's round here, Stockport. Mm. Oh.
The way you just spoke about your love for Julie. You too have some Latino blood, no?
I don't think so.
You're like me, you know. Your family moved here from somewhere else.
My mum's from Dovcocker.
Dovcocker. You have moved my heart. You have passion coursing through your veins. I withdraw the ban.
Gerardo gives Glyn a tight hug and opens out his arms.
Come back to World of Salsa.
Glyn gives a coy double thumbs up and smiles. He turns and with his thumbs still up, he returns to Julie.
You are back in the World of Salsa.
Thank you, Glyn.
Right, I reckon we still make Odgy's meal.
I thought you said it'd been cancelled.
I sometimes lie. It's the Doffcocker, isn't it?
This is all your fault. Just calm down. Calm down. I'm missing my fifth wedding anniversary. Had it all planned. Good food, good wine. And me and Kath were going to go home, drink some champagne and have one of our special showers together.
The other passengers peer down the aisle as they listen.
That's right. Sex. Get over it.
The groom comes round.
Oh, my head feels like pain.
It's all right, mate. You've just had a few too many, that's all.
Yeah, but you're all right because we're looking after you.
Yeah, and you're on a train to London.
Daz walks off.
Right.
The groom looks bewildered. Daz pleads with the conductor.
So you could stop at Macclesfield?
Unauthorised stops are only permitted in the event of fire, medical emergency, or an outbreak of violence. So, is Dopey out there likely to commit an act of violence, suffer a heart attack, or set himself on fire?
No, don't think so.
Well, sadly, we shall be whistling through Macclesfield at approximately 100 miles per hour, which some might say is the very best way to see it.
But it is his wedding night.
At the hotel, Summer downs a shot.
If I'd not called Jan on the off trance, I wouldn't have even known about tonight. I wouldn't be here now.
Bella.
No, exactly. What's Hodge like with his invite? Well, daft question. I know exactly what he's like.
Come on, I am sat here, you know.
No, Hodge is lovely. He really is. Do you know he pissed himself at their wedding?
It was water.
Think it was urine.
Well, water, urine. You didn't have to tell everyone, did you?
Oh, come on, I was doing him a favour. If there's an elephant in the room, the best thing to do is point it out.
Too right. That is the way that I'm starting to feel right now.
Yes, thank you. I thought I was the only one that noticed. You, Missy, it's your anniversary, and you're sat there like a nun with a slapped arse. Where's the calf we all know and love, eh?
Well, that cat doesn't go out so much anymore, Summer.
Yes, and you know why? Hodge. No, don't look at me like that. All men try and turn you into their mothers if you let them. At the end of the day, they're all scumbags. Fact.
Glyn comes in with Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Apparently you're a scumbag, Glyn.
Oh, Kath, yeah, well, you know, I wrote you a card. I just forgot it.
Summer approaches.
Oh, Christ.
Glyn, don't be a stranger. Come here. Here we go. Ah, murderer, murderer, Jack the Ripper, get off!
She manhandles him.
Julie, this is Colleen. It's Kath. Summer.
Nice to meet you.
Where's the lads?
Dead. Yeah, came off the ring road. Into a lamppost. Like that, apparently.
Ignore it, Glyn. They're just late. Though God knows where they are. Yeah, they'll be here in a minute.
So you his girlfriend, then?
Julie frowns.
Oh, has he not asked you yet? Don't you worry, Flower. This one has always been a little bit shy. Actually, for a long while, we thought he was team gay. Didn't we, Kath? Remember? Those phone conversations we had. Is he, isn't he? Is he, isn't he? Oh, my God, you're not, are you, Glyn? Are you a... No. Well, you never can tell these days. Give me your hand. Let's have a look.
She checks Julie's hands and her neck.
Yeah, definitely a girl. Don't you worry. Phew.
Kath gawps. The groom, Christopher, has had some coffee.
You know, it was the day, you know, the whole wedding. All these questions. Am I doing the right thing? Do I love her? Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, enough to marry her? Enough to leave London? My life? Is this what I want? Questions and pressure. Pressure and questions. Are there more questions and pressure?
So you felt under pressure?
Yeah, pressure. Yeah. But then I think, of course I should be married, but I can't decide. This is me all over. I'm like it all the time. I'm exactly the same at work.
What do you do?
I'm an air traffic controller.
Begsy and Hodge share a worried look.
Look, take it from someone who's been around the block a little bit. 5 years married, still going strong. Marriage isn't something to be frightened of.
Hodge looks at his phone.
It's Kath.
Begsy looks out of the window.
Look. Hello, love.
How are you?
Where are you? You sound guilty.
Well, you'll never guess. You'll laugh when I tell you. We're on a train and we're heading for London.
Stop winding me up. You better be winding me up.
I wish I was.
I need you to do me a favour. Have a look round. Can you see an upset bride anywhere?
Hang on a sec, I'll just get a mirror.
No, a young bride. I mean a new bride. In a white dress, she's probably crying.
You wouldn't do that. You love me.
How did you know that, Derren Brown? Are you here, really? Can you see me? What am I doing now?
Listen. Shh. Go and speak to her. Tell her not to panic. Her husband's with us. But we're on a train heading for London.
London, London. Odd, you better tell me what's happening.
Dog.
Julie glances at Summer.
Get used to this. Apart from her, of course.
Let's just forget about her. Concentrate on having a great night, OK? Don't. Sorry.
Glyn answers his phone. It's Daz.
I'm starting to worry about you.
Can you get yourself to Macclesfield?
What?
It's a long story.
Just meet us at the station.
I can't. I'm with Julie.
Well, that'll show what a great mate you had, won't it?
Daz, please. No.
Just hurry up.
Glyn hangs up and smiles nervously at Julie, who smiles back at him.
That was my mates. They want me to go and pick them up and then bring them back here. So, do you think you'll be all right with Colleen and Kath?
Oh, yeah, as long as they don't leave me without Summer. I mean, you won't be long, will you?
No. It's got to go to Macclesfield.
Macclesfield?
Come on, you two lovebirds. What are you two doing sat here talking? You're in a hotel. Get a room. A room for the mushroom.
Really sorry.
Glyn, come back.
Oh, come on, sod him, love. We can still have a good time, can't we? Listen, there's a wedding next door with a dance floor. Come on, up you get. Let's throw some shades.
Yeah, I think that's enough now, Summer.
She can't stop. Whoop, whoop.
On the train.
His phone's rubbish. I can't get any signal. Ah, she's a smiler. Oh, yeah. It's my daughter, Kelly. Lives in Australia now.
You're divorced?
Yep. And some Aussie, a proper Dick Dundee, thinks he's her dad. And that's why I've never bothered. It's very risky.
Whoa, but not all managers are doomed. Well, take me. Celebrate my 5th wedding anniversary tonight in Manchester. And at Darren. Begsy?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. It's a good thing, marriage, for some.
For most. I'll prove it to you.
People of Carriage C.
Shut up, this is the quiet zone.
Excuse a minute.
Mouth?
How many of you are married?
A few people put their hands up.
Exactly. And how many of you look back on getting married as the best decision of your life?
All hands go down except a lady who glares at her husband, so he puts his hand back up.
Okay.
It's not a great sample.
The conductor.
Right, you lot. I shouldn't be doing this, but I've been talking to your little friend and he's been filling me in on the legend of the runaway groom. So, I've waved my magic wand and this train will be stopping in Macclesfield. So you shall go to the ball.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, you're right. Marriage isn't for everyone. I want to go straight to London. No stopping.
Hodge seethes and lunges across the table at the groom. The others hold Hodge back as the train speeds through the tunnel.
Come on, change. Change, you bastard. No one likes your red light, you know? You know that, don't you? That's it.
Hodge, yeah, I'm just coming up on Macclesfield now, mate.
We can turn around, we're not stopping there now.
Why not?
Because Begsy has turned into a managed guidance counsellor. Go on, just get back to Julie.
Glyn jams the brakes on.
Look, I'm so sorry, boys. I'm just scared about settling down.
Well, you're supposed to be.
The woman next to them.
Oh, I've sat here trying to do my puzzler, and all I've had is marriage this and relationships that, and I don't know what to expect. That's the whole bloody point.
Excuse me.
Quiet zone.
It's the uncertainty, the worry, that keeps it exciting. Me and my husband were married for 47 years and we must have rowed every single day, winding each other up. But we loved every minute of it. He died 2 years ago next March and I miss him now, every day.
How did he pass away?
I stabbed him with a bread knife.
They look shocked. She's kidding.
Cancer. Point I'm trying to make is, love, it's normal to be scared, yeah? So, stop moaning, get back to your wife. And let me get on with me puzzler.
The lads look chastened.
Wow.
Not for all our spats, I really love Colleen. Yeah. I'd even go to Old Trafford for her. Yeah.
I think I want to get back to Manchester. Back to my wife.
Great. How?
The guard said the train only stops for fires, outbreaks of violence or medical emergencies.
I could always dump him. Takes two boxes.
Kath's been talking to the bride, who's kicking a bouquet.
She knows some swear words, that one.
Kath sits with the girls.
It's like she's married herself a booby prize at all.
Excuse me?
It's just a nickname I had for Hodge at your wedding. I said to him, I said, he's lucky marrying you, but you're unlucky marrying him. You know, the booby prize.
I need a drink.
Colleen goes with Kath.
Come on.
On the train. Begsy sees the Barnet FC supporters and steals himself.
Come on. We can do this.
I thought it was a bit weird that they'd run out of lemonade on this train, but this explains it. Shandy Andy.
They glare at Begsy, and he grins back at them.
Hello, ladies.
They chase him. Hodges on the phone to Kath.
No, we've asked that. It's just, it doesn't stop unless it's fire, a medical emergency, an outbreak of...
Oh, shit!
Speak later. Run!
Hodge, Daz and Begsy leg it through the carriage away from the Barnet boys. They pass the conductor, who looks terrified. He goes to whack the emergency stop button. Kath and Colleen.
You're right. I'm going to say something. But what if she kicks up a fuss? Tries to turn all our friends against me? She's capable.
What's she got to do for you to kick her out? Start a fire? Shave your eyebrows off for a laugh?
She's already done that. 18 to 30, I and Appa.
Look, I'm not saying you're lying to me. I'm just saying you're lying to yourself. You go to Sarsa to meet men.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Look, I'm on Single Street myself, love. It's just that I know how to get onto Good Time Avenue. And I am going to show you how to get there. Drink up.
Julie puts the shot to one side.
Oh, it's like that, is it? Well, let me tell you something. If you've got your sights set on Glyn, then I've got two words for you, love. Life insurance. The man is a walking disaster area. Ask anyone. Oh, come on! Cheer up! Hey, I better know I can make you laugh.
Summer tickles Julie.
I think somebody wants a giggle!
Summer, you're hurting me now.
Oh, come on! Laugh, you bitch!
Julie punches her.
Summer, listen, I've been thinking. What's going on?
She just punched me in the tit!
It was accidental.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I was aiming for your face.
Kath, say something.
I think you should leave.
Yes, I do too, little Miss Dress from Primark.
No, Summer, I think you should leave.
Me?
Summer looks between them.
Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? Well, wait until I tell our proper friends what you've turned into. Boring. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm organising a big girls' trip out to Falaraki in September. And you... are not invited.
Well, I wouldn't go anyway, because Hodgie's taking me to Centre Parks.
Well, whose fault's that, Kath?
Summer grabs her bag and stomps off. Kath steps over to Julie.
Aim for her face, eh?
Well, yeah.
Good girl. She can stay.
Too bloody right.
At Stoke Station car park, Begsy, Daz, Hodge and Christopher the groom watch as police take the Barnet fans away. Glyn drives up. Begsy claps.
So we're on the accelerator.
No, get to Macclesfield. Go back to Manchester. Come to Stoke. Yeah, you want to make up your mind, mate.
You stop being so selfish. You can easily be replaced.
What, who's he?
Christopher. In the grand entrance of the hotel, the bride-to-be, Mary, sits on the staircase looking miserable. Christopher comes in with the lads. He straightens his tie, smooths down his suit jacket, and walks up to Mary. She stands up and slaps him round the face. She then throws her arms around him and hugs him.
Okay, now us.
Hodge checks his tie and Daz checks his tieless collar. Mary smiles lovingly at Christopher. Hodge, Glyn, Begsy and Daz walk into the bar looking tense. Standing at the bar, Kath, Julie and Colleen turn to face them. Bleary-eyed, they glance at one another, then crack up laughing.
You're not angry with us?
Yeah, but we're also smashed.
Hodge the tongue.
Happy anniversary, baby prize.
Kath gives Hodge a kiss. Colleen walks over to Daz, smiling. Julie stays at the bar.
Look, I've been thinking. I'll go with you to Old Trafford, but I don't have to watch.
I don't want you to come to Old Trafford.
Hey?
It was a test. And guess what? You found.
They kiss. At the bar, Julie drinks some wine.
You're frightened. I've gone to my hand up for it.
Begsy shoves Glyn towards Julie. Glyn shoves Begsy back and nervously walks over to Julie, smiling. She smiles back at him. Standing a head taller than her, he points at her wine glass.
Do you want another one of those?
Yeah.
Two more, please.
Later, as the barman puts four pints of bitter on the bar, Begsy looks round and sees the groom making a dash for it.
Hey, lads. He's off again.
The others glance round, consider, then shrug dismissively and drink their pints. ITFC, audio description by Matthew Vickers. In memory of Joe Spence, 1933 to 2012.